Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so I heard from Jen, and it's her husband Jason's birthday. Now, Jen has been planning all the summer vacation stuff, has the rental all lined up for Falmouth. So to mess with Jason, I thought we'd call as the guy they're renting the house from with a little bit of a problem.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Jen or Jason.
This is Jason.
Oh, hi. This is Jack Chester from the Falmouth Rental.
Oh, hey, Jack. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Just got the final balance on the rental, so I wanted to check in with you guys, make sure everything was all set, go over a few rules of the house and stuff like that, you know?
Fantastic.
So you'll want to bring all your own linens and towels and things like that, of course.
Okay.
There's some basic cooking stuff. I don't have a coffee, you know, like the pod kind of coffee maker. If you want something like that, you can bring your own.
Oh, Jack, you're killing me. Yeah. So, okay. Pick up some coffee.
You know, and your beach chairs and stuff. And it's just the four of you, right?
Yep, just the four. Me and my wife and okay. Two kids.
Okay, good. So, yeah, there's the private beach, and there is a beach pass that's hanging on the refrigerator you can use. And,
perfect.
And with the four of you, the pass is actually good for four people, so you'll have to share that as well. And when you go to the beach, you can work that out, you know?
You mean, well, it's good for four of us, right?
Yeah. Well, the house sleeps eight. So since there were only the four of you, we booked the other four beds, the other rooms, for another family that
really?
Down there as well.
Wait, what?
They're a very nice family. The only thing that they've asked is if you could park in front of the house. There's some, you know, like a sandy area, parking area, and not in the driveway, so they can park their four motorcycles. Mom and Dad and the two kids, they're, you know, like in their 20s, and they're down for the big motorcycle rally, so they want to park their motorcycles in the driveway, not on the sand, you know? So if you could do that, that'd be great.
Hold on. I'm a little confused. We booked a house for just the four of us. I believe my wife.
And it sleeps eight.
In full,
it does.
Right?
Yep, eight in full, no refunds. And it sleeps eight. It's tough to see all the little small print on that HomeAway app. But, yeah, we've got your final payment, non-refundable. So the other family seems good with it. They're excited because you have small kids, right? Kids always love motorcycles. Big motorcycle rally that they're all in town for. It's the Sons of Anarchy
I can't tell if you're joking or not, actually, because this is not really... I read the small print with my wife, and we made sure everything was in order, and we booked the whole house for ourselves.
Even the really tiny print?
Stay with another family.
Yeah, very nice, folks. Very nice.
Yeah, but that's not the point. They could be the greatest people in the world. That's not the point. The point is we booked the house for our family alone. Listen, we don't get a lot of time off, and we've been looking forward to this vacation, and we're not sharing it with another family. I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen.
I'm sure they'll bring their own groceries. I've got it set up, so, you know, there should be enough room in the fridge.
Jack,
you know, if you guys use the right side of the fridge, and they use the left side of the fridge, I think it'll be all good, you know?
Jack, we're not sharing the house with another family.
Are you guys in town for the big motorcycle rally, too?
No, we're in town to enjoy the Cape and go to the beach. We're not here for the motorcycle rally.
Yeah, well, that's the good news. They probably won't be using those beach passes as much with, you know, the motorcycle stuff, so that should be good. And once you're at the beach, you know, just kick back and relax with the kids. Build some sandcastles. It'll be great.
We're going to have to cancel. We're gonna find another place because it's not going to work for us. I can't believe what kind of an operation you're running here. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I talked to your wife, Jen, about it. She seemed okay with it.
I highly doubt that you spoke to my wife, and she seemed okay about this.
Yeah. Well, you know who she actually talked to?
No.
Brian Bell from WROR. Jason, this is a Brian Bell buster.
Oh, my God. You got me going there for a minute.
Jen wanted to say happy birthday in, you know, a nice, memorable way.
Oh, she did. She did it in a memorable way, that's for sure. I was starting to, like, actually shake on the other end of the phone here.
Don't you like motorcycles?
Oh, man.
Well, have a great birthday. Have a great summer vacation. And thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
You can get Jen back on her birthday, okay?
I will. Don't you worry.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.